It is summertime in South Carolina, and that means bug season. Boy, do we have the bugs. From ants, I'm about over ants. I hate ants. They are into everything, and it's driving me crazy. We also have flies and fruit flies and mosquitoes that'll carry your children away. I'm over bugs. I'm tired of bugs. So today, I'm going to share with you some of the things that we do on our farm that help minimize the insect issue.
Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between.
Let's start today with flies. What do I do to help minimize the fly issue? And if you have a farm and you have animals, you know that flies are part of the territory. There's going to be hundreds of them, thousands of them, millions. There's going to be a lot of flies. And it really sucks, but there are some things that you can do to help minimize that. One, I try to leave the doors open as little as possible. So if we're coming in and out, quickly open and close. Try to leave the doors closed as much as possible because if the door's wide open, it's just an invitation for flies to come inside. So we close, keep them closed. It helps. I do have my fly swatter, and I do tend to look like a crazy person in the kitchen when there are flies in there. I do not like flies. I don't want them in my house. They give me severe anxiety. I think they're disgusting. So yeah, my husband laughs at me because I will be standing in the kitchen with the fly swatter and I will be watching these flies and hitting, like trying to get them as much as possible. I'm not really very good at catching them because I'll be honest, I am as coordinated as a $2 bill, but that's okay. It's the point. It's that I try. I do use fly strips. I keep one hanging in each of the windows in my kitchen, and it does a spectacular job of catching flies. I'm not a huge fan of, the stickiness. Like sometimes I might accidentally hit one with the fly swatter and it sticks to the window, and then I got to peel it off, and it's so gross. So gross. But fly strips do work. As nasty as they are, don't get your hair tangled in them. Ask me how I know. It's not fun. But they do work. I also bought some of these stinky fly traps from the Tractor Supply. And those are disgusting, but they work. I've got one hanging in the chicken coop. And it has minimized the fly issue in the chicken coop. And I have one hanging outside of my kitchen door to try to help attract flies there instead of into the house. But those are things that I do. We also try to keep the poop cleaned up and compost turned and just kind of minimize the things that attract flies. These things work for us. They may not work for you. You may have your ways of doing things, but these are what we use on our farm to help us minimize the fly issue. And it has worked. Now, mosquitoes are an issue that I'm pretty sure everybody deals with, whether you have a farm or you live in the city or you live on a city farm like me, or just playing at the park or going outside. We all deal with mosquitoes. And I don't know if you've ever heard, but the South Carolina state bird, actually, I think it's the bird of the South, like the regional bird, is the mosquito. Our mosquitoes are massive and they're mean and they're hungry and they will take you down. Sometimes those suckers even hurt. Like it's like they're poking you with a needle. I mean, they're painful. I got by one the other day and it left me bleeding. I mean, I know I'm an easy stick and I bleed easily anyway because of the medications that I'm on, but I've never been left bloody by a mosquito before. Ugh, I hate mosquitoes. hate them itchy red whelps. I think my daughter is actually mildly allergic to them. She tends to swell up big angry whelps every time she gets bit. So we have to be extra careful about making sure that she has bug spray, which I recommend. Bug spray is a great thing. There's all kinds of varieties, and it's one of the ways that we deal with mosquitoes. Now, as far as keeping them away from the property and minimizing our exposure to them here on the homestead, because we do have a lot of water. We have the tadpole pond. We have the duck pond. We have Pony Falls. We have our new creek. There's a lot of water on our farm. So we do minimize as much as possible by dumping stagnant water like buckets and tubs and just puddles. We dump those, get the water out of those to kind of minimize those. The ducks do a good job of keeping the tadpoles. Oh my gosh, y'all, I'm so tired. The mosquito larvae at bay in the duck pond and the tadpole pond and all of the other places that they swim. So that's been really great. Frogs do the same thing. So that's been very helpful. But by just keeping the little things of water dumped and emptied has done a lot. Some other things, like around our porch and in the garden, I like to plant various herbs. Some great herbs for mosquito repellent are citronella and lemongrass, lavender, lemon balm. Y'all, I love lemon balm. Just brush your hands through it, activate those oils, and send them into the air. And it helps to get the mosquitoes to go away. You can also do like citronella candles. I personally don't think they work. Mosquitoes seem to laugh at them and come get you anyway. But a little bit of bug spray, have some, you know, mosquito repellent plants around the yard, and just dump in those little buckets of water really, really helps with the mosquito issue. Is there anything worse than ants getting into something and just ruining it? Because I've yet to figure out what. And this year, we have just had the ants. I'm over ants. I've had those crazy black ants, the big ones that are about half an inch long, and they just kind of run in circles and do random things. They don't get into anything. They're just there, and they're really annoying. My cat has been chasing them for months, and I don't understand. My husband wasn't super thrilled to see them. He said they're a carpenter ant. So we are having to treat the house and the property for carpenter ants. But I've had the crazy black ants everywhere on my counters, and I'm constantly wiping them off, and I'm tired of black ants. And then just recently with all the rain that we've gotten, because we haven't had rain in a while, we're dealing with the little piss ants. At least that's what we call them. I don't know. They don't really bite. I mean, they do, but they don't bite like a fire ant. They're smaller than a fire ant, but they're into everything, and they're hard to get rid of. So some of the things that I do to deal with the ant issue is two things. One, I try to keep all food and crumbs and trash picked up and thrown away so that they don't have any excuse to come in. And if they do come in, very simple, soapy water. Take a spray bottle, add in some water. Don't matter what water, hot water, cold water, just water. And I don't know, a little drizzle of, not laundry detergent. My brain just stopped functioning. Dish detergent. A little drizzle of dish detergent. Give it a good shake to get that soap fully mixed into the water. And then just spray the ants. It kills them almost instantly because I think I remember reading that ants breathe through their exoskeleton. So when you spray them with soapy water, it essentially suffocates them and they die. It works almost instantaneously, and you can just wipe it up. It doesn't hurt your counters. It's great, but it's very simple. Soap and water, and then just wipe it up. Just make sure you do wipe it up because soap will make your floor very slippery, and you don't want any accidents falling. I may or may not have done that once, and I got it on the floor, and I fell and busted my butt, which everybody thought was absolutely hilarious, except for me. I mean, looking back now, it's kind of a dumb move, so yeah, it's kind of funny now, but it wasn't at the time. Just soap and water, keep the food picked up, keep things in airtight containers that ants can't get into, and just minimize anything that the ants would be attracted to. Fruit flies, the nemesis of the fruit bowl. I hate fruit flies. They're these tiny little bitty flies that get into everything, and they're always there. Got to be careful when you bring your groceries in from the grocery store, because the eggs could be on your groceries and then your produce hatches them. I don't know about you, but I don't wash my produce right away. I found that if I don't, if I do wash my produce right away, it tends to go bad faster than if I just let it sit a couple days and wash before using. I mean, I get that that can be a contributor to the fruit fly issue, but again, I'd like my veggies to last until I'm ready to use them versus them needing to be used right away and going bad. So one of the things that I do to help combat fruit flies is beer. A little bit of beer with some salt. Not salt. Soap. I don't know why I said salt. I was just thinking about sugar and then salt came out of my mouth. I don't know. You can also do vinegar and sugar and add a little bit of soap to that as well. Just something kind of sweet and sticky. And they like fermented things. If you're making kraut or any of the fermented foods that we all seem to enjoy, make sure that they are covered in such a way that the fruit flies can't get in, because they will ruin it. I learned the hard way recently. I was making a batch of sourdough and I had to toss my entire starter because the fruit flies got in, and then my starter started to mold, and I was like, oh. But the whole sourdough starter thing, I'm going to have to get into that on another podcast episode, because that's really sad. I can't make sourdough. But fruit flies like fermenting things. So if you put out some beer or some vinegar with some sugar and mix a little soap in it, it'll be an attractant. You don't need a lot, just a mason jar lid full. I would use a pickle jar lid, but not a lot, just enough to draw them in, and they will happily drown themselves on soapy beer. The beer trick also works for slugs in the garden. I don't know if you knew that or not, but you can stick a little cap with some beer in it, and the slugs will happily crawl their little ways into the container. I would use a deep container just so they can't get out. But, you know, they'll happily crawl their little selves into the vat with the beer, and no more slugs. Just throwing that out there. But that's how I do fruit flies. If you have a better way, share it with me in the comments. Since I've now shared with you some of the ways that I combat insects and pests in the house, do you have any ways that work for you that you'd be willing to share? I'm always looking for new ideas, and I'm sure there are hundreds of different ways to keep insects out. I don't have an issue with roaches, so I haven't really had to worry about that. I do have my house sprayed regularly to help keep that way. I mean, I do get those big palmetto bugs, which are like the giant cockroaches that fly that are just part of living in the southern United States. And I hate them and they creep me out and I can't stand them, but they don't really get into anything, which is kind of nice. They just like to show up in random places and scare the ever-living crap out of you. My cats think they're fun. I don't think so. Ugh. But as far as like German roaches, I don't have an issue with those. I know some people do. And having your house sprayed is a good way. Also implementing some of the things like keeping the food, your counters clean, keeping the food in airtight containers, and minimizing anything that would attract them would definitely be beneficial. And just keeping your house overall clean, because they like to hide. So if you have any suggestions or you have any ideas or any tips and tricks that you're willing to share, leave a comment here under the podcast or on the blog post that'll be on the website, theurbanhomesteader.com, or even find me on Facebook and share. I'd love to hear your ideas. Hope you guys have a lovely rest of your day. Until next time.